The Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, is currently in Prague on the first leg of a European tour. After a meeting with the Czech Prime Minister, Mirek Topolánek, he was reunited with an old friend, the former President Václav Havel, on whose invitation he came to the Czech capital. The Dalai Lama is also due to visit Brussels and Poland, where he will meet the French President Nicolas Sarkozy. This has angered China, which has pulled out of a planned EU-China summit. Jan Richter reports.
The Tibetan spiritual leader, the 14th Dalai Lama Tenzin Gyatso, is currently visiting the Czech capital, the first stop on a short tour of Europe. Although he is set to deliver a speech at the European Parliament and meet the French president, the Dalai Lama says this European tour has no political agenda.
Usually, my visit to different countries are non-political. Two things mainly to deal. Number one, promotion of human value. Because, you see, everyone wants happy life. And everyone have right to have happy life, meaningful life. Every individual's future depends on the rest of the world. Therefore, we have to take care about the rest of the world. So usually I call sense of global responsibility on the basis of warm-heartedness.
To reach that, people have to embrace love, compassion, forgiveness and tolerance. One's future, the Dalai Lama said, also depends on one's own actions. That is the other part of the Dalai Lama's message.
Warm-heartedness or compassion, these are human value, not necessarily come from religious teaching. From birth, we are very much involved in these human values.
A strong reaction to the Dalai Lama's European visit came from Beijing. The Chinese government cancelled on Friday an EU-China summit planned for early December over the Dalai Lama's address to the European Parliament in Brussels and a planned meeting in Poland with the French President Nicolas Sarkozy. The Tibetan leader said he always thought it was much better to meet and talk despite disagreements and different views.
Now Chinese media is describing me as a demon, and wolf. So maybe now I have this horn, demon. My faith towards Chinese government now become thinner, thinner, thinner. But my faith towards Chinese people never shaken.
The Dalai Lama is no newcomer to Prague. He has visited Czechoslovakia and the Czech Republic many times, always on the invitation of former President Václav Havel. His first visit to Prague took place in February 1990, with Mr. Havel having been the first head of state to have officially invited him.
As soon as you got freedom, President Havel sent an invitation to me. At that time, I really felt great honor. At once, we developed some kind of very close feeling, almost like one family. One difference is he changed smoker. Well,
he stopped.
Now stopped, yes. So at this time, I'm looking forward to my beloved brother meeting this afternoon.
The Dalai Lama speaking there to the media on his visit to the Czech Republic.